Illegal dumping has been a problem in Philadelphia for decades. The city spends millions each year on cleanups, but discarded tires, mattresses, and construction debris still pile up in neighborhoods. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt tells us how community groups are coming up with solutions they hope Philly's next mayor will commit to.
Marilyn Rodriguez is driving me around her North Philadelphia neighborhood.
Let me see, are we trash in this corner? Yes, we do. Bingo.
Wow.
And over there, bingo. This should not be happening constantly.
We visit a lot right near her house that's become an eyesore. It's full of debris, wooden boards, plastic containers and bags, an old shoe, a suitcase.
Now I see a tire, so if they start putting tires in here, it's going to get ugly. They're going to set it on fire.
Rodriguez is an artist and works at a nonprofit. She and a bunch of volunteers cleaned up the lot last spring. But when she showed it to me in December, the trash had piled up again. Since then, she says it's gotten worse. Rodriguez is part of a community of activists trying to solve the issue of dumping.
It takes our, you know, neighborhood and community down. And I find that the city just tends to just ignore us. We're like the forgotten souls.
Litter and illegal dumping are concentrated in some of the city's poorest neighborhoods, including parts of North, West, and Southwest Philly. A lot of it comes from small haulers and contractors looking to save money.
There is so much construction going on, and some of these construction companies don't want to pay the fees to go dump the trash. So they find an abandoned area or lot, and then late at night or early morning, they take and dump all the trash there. We have found construction walls, 2x4s, like literally bags and bags of bags and stuff like that.
Community cleanups also turn up personal items from house cleanouts, evictions, or people leaving in a hurry. Residents like Rodriguez say the city isn't responsive enough when they report instances of illegal dumping. But the problem is on the city's radar. Philadelphia has raised fines, tracked who's hauling construction debris in the city, and installed surveillance cameras at dumping hotspots. So far, the city has seen limited success. Illegal dumping remains one of the top issues residents report through 311, and the city spends millions of dollars each year to clean up tons of litter and illegally dumped debris. Last year, the city raised fines for illegal dumping again and collected a historic nearly $11,000 from one illegal dumper caught on camera, which Streets Department Commissioner Carlton Williams says included cleanup costs.
And that's big, because that's a huge cost to taxpayers. When people have to pay that, they're less likely to take the risk of dumping when they know they're going to get caught and have to pay such huge fines.
The Streets Department also plans to roll out additional cleanup crews this spring. But community groups hope Philly's next mayor will go further. Critics say a misstep was eliminating the office that coordinated the city's cleaning and anti-waste efforts in 2020. Mural Arts' Trash Academy, Clean Water Action, various neighborhood groups, and residents developed a platform of solutions called Clean Philadelphia Now that they're challenging candidates for mayor and city council to commit to. First, they want candidates to promise to end dumping and littering by 2028.
There's ways to stop it. There's ways to stop it. But we need a mayor who will promise to do that. We need a mayor who will concentrate on stopping illegal dumping.
Dallas Herbert helped craft the platform. He lives in Philly's Lawncrest section, where he's been fighting illegal dumping for years. It all started when he drove up a winding, tree-lined street near his house and got a flat from trash dumped along the road.
It was so bad when I came through, and I have expensive tires and rims. I was peed off.
So Herbert started taking photos of the dumping and helped organize cleanups. He and his neighbors called their elected officials for 2 years until the city installed surveillance cameras. Herbert thinks the cameras are working to deter major dumping.
But it is still there. It is still present.
The city has roughly 225 cameras installed to catch dumpers across the city, but just 5 employees to watch the footage. Members of the Clean Philadelphia Now campaign want mayoral candidates to commit to an effective system of monitoring, including city-run security cameras. But they also want the city to invest more in preventing dumping from happening in the first place. Their platform includes restarting curbside pickup for big items like mattresses and refrigerators, and letting small haulers dump at city-run sanitation centers. They also want the city to reestablish its slashed zero waste and litter cabinet.
Before the next election, we hope to put the right person in that'll move this, make this a priority, the beautification of Philadelphia, period, not just Center City. You know what I mean? The people around here deserve to have a clean community.
Herbert is hopeful that the coalition's activism will bring results. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.